Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good afternoon. Home Improvement Show here. Rich Orris for you. I want to welcome in the 97.1 KFTK listeners coming into the Home Improvement Show with us. Hey, 314-436-7900. Now you can find me from anywhere. Just call that number. You will get right to me. I want to remind the KMOX listeners, too, if you want to stick with the Home Improvement Show, when we break for the Cardinals pregame, you can jump over to 97.1 for an hour there and finish up. Ask me your questions. Call in whatever you need. We've had a lot of great calls and a lot of interesting, great conversations in the first hour. So don't forget, 314-436-7900. Get you right here with me and we can get through anything that you need. And so far, we've talked a lot about some heating and cooling, how to make it better, how to keep birds from pecking at your window, siding, how to paint, how not to paint, vinyl, how to keep it dry, all these different things. Rhino Shield, such a wonderful product, but boy, you got to make sure that that siding's installed correctly and that you're going to have a drainage plane and your walls protected behind it. Because think of that like a bed liner. When they spray in that spray coat bed liner, well, that truck dealer is also going to say, we should do an undercoating at the same time. Because unless you get all six sides of something, you got to watch for what's behind it. So you got the best bed liner spray coat, never comes off, but the body of the truck's rusting from underneath it until it finally breaks through. So just something to think about on how you do that painting, siding. You got to have those walls correct. But hey, we've got some more siding stuff, I think, coming up with Jim on the line. Let's see what's going on with Jim. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Thank you for taking my call. I had a real quick question about the different types of vinyl siding. And we're looking at a foam-backed vinyl siding versus a regular vinyl siding. And I just wanted to know what the differences are.
So the insulated backed siding is, it's a little thicker on the house cause it's got that insulation behind it. So, and usually on the insulated back, the vinyl itself is a little thicker cause there is different thicknesses of vinyl siding. So you can upgrade to something a little bit better, even without having the foam backing, the insulation backing. But your J channel, all the trim corners will be a little thicker opening to accept that thicker siding. And the real advantages are, well, it's going to be more impact resistant because it's got something behind it. So hail, baseballs, it's kind of like an impact resistant roof. Hail will still break it, but it'll take more, bigger, harder, that sort of thing. So smaller hails, you're likely to not get any damage with. with the insulated back. You will get some insulation value added to the wall because that foam is an insulation. So it's not a great insulation value, but it does add to it. And a little bit of more soundproofing, so more sound won't come through the wall. So your wall will be slightly better for sound and keeping outside sounds out through the wall and all of that. So it is a great thing to do. It's definitely kind of like I was talking about earlier. If you wrap the house, you flash the house, you still need to do all of that in preparation behind that insulated back siding, because what that won't protect you from is air or water coming around that siding and getting to that wall system. So even though it adds some insulation value, if wind blows behind it and it gets in between the wood, then you've got cold air, wind coming in, and the insulation value hasn't really helped you that much. So the house wrap for the water and the air is great, and then the insulation will add all of those values that I just went over to your siding job.
Okay, yeah, just a follow-up there. I know when the foam-backed vinyl initially came out, there were concerns about moisture retention. Is that an issue with the foam-backed vinyl anymore compared to regular vinyl?
There is that, and that's what the breathable drainage plane is kind of for, to handle that water, that moisture, and get that out and running down the wall and moving away. So that is a problem, but it's still a problem between the insulated backed and the regular siding. Even the aluminum, when they wrap the around the garage trim or the fascia, you have wood fascia and they wrap it with the metal and then they put new gutters over it. Well, that's just like the Rhino Shield or any other product. I see so many garage doors that they put that metal trim over the garage wood trim, and then water gets behind it, it rots out the trim, and the metal falls off. It's not really the problem with the metal. It's a problem with how they installed it and everything. So making sure it's installed well, wrap, flash, water goes where it needs, comes back out to the surface, that's your best friend with a siding job and product like that. So,
okay, sounds good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. No problem. Thanks for the call. Great question. Something we do a lot here, something we do a lot in St. Louis. So, hey, don't forget, we're going to get into our break here, but jump over to 97.1 for Home Improvement. Your Cards fans, stay right here. Go Cards. You're going to absolutely love it. And more to come after this.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again. But if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you. Whatever you need, whatever you got going on, maybe you're working on that honey-do list, maybe you're trying to do something outside and trying to dodge some raindrops and get it done quickly, and you need some advice on how to get through that, well, I'm here. I'm here for you. 314-436-7900 finds me right here. We've got plenty of time all the way to 1 o'clock to get your calls in, get your questions in, comments, concerns, anything happening, stories around, whatever you've got, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 314-436-7900. And I wanted to touch on kind of our company here at Mosby Building Arts, where I'm a senior home consultant for. I go around and I see clients and I visit and we talk about remodeling projects. We talk about issues with the home, how to correct stuff, the best way to remodel things, to how we get through it, what makes us different. And so last week we had at Mosby, we had our company meeting and really had a good talk about, and when they started the talks last year at the same meeting, and really having this plan of what do we want to happen? Where are we going? What do we want to happen by 2030 in planning a strategy to stay sustainable and grow? And again, another year, 2025, we're again a top workplace that voted by all of our employees in our answers to questions about the company that wins us that award. And we have about 140 employees right now. And I mean, to tell you, talk about growth. When I started about 24 years ago, I would say there was maybe 12 of us in the field, maybe 20 tops in the whole company. Scott Mosby, you remember Scott? Love him. Did the show for like 27 years here on KMOX. Well, he went on every single appointment. He was the senior home consultant that did everything. So for the size, doing around $1 million, $900,000, $1.2 million a year, and growing now to 140-ish employees, millions of dollars per year. Watching that happen over 24 years, probably more than $1 million a year at sometimes of growth. The plan now is, how far can we go? 300 employees is the goal. Providing health insurance, not just for the employees, but for the whole family is a goal. That would be like, wow, Hoffman does that. There's companies out there that do these things that create such a great culture and such a great place to be. And one of the things that we kind of pointed out, examples of the room to grow within, of how people in the company have actually grown throughout the years, so some of the newer people can kind of hear and see what has actually happened. Well, some of the examples of us employees was Julie started out answering phones, setting appointments for us consultants to go out and visit and everything. She's now the manager of our design team. There's a fellow named Tim. He was a remodeler. He actually worked under me at first. I was the project manager. He moved into project management. Now he is actually like the production manager for the company. So he's done, gone far, done quite a bit. Myself was one of them. They were calling us out and saying kind of what happened, had us all stand up. And so for me, from working in the field, project management, to sales consultant, senior sales consultant, radio host. I would have never guessed any of this for myself. And now basically in the position where the only person in the company that has sold more work than me was Scott Mosby himself. So the growth in that. And then there's another, Sarah was one of them. She was in accounting, accounts receivable, I believe. Moved into HR. Now she's our operations director. And we've all been here for so long. Between the four of us, there's more than 80 years of work here at Mosby Building Arts, just between four people. So And the question kind of like, why does this matter? Why would this, why do we care so much about our people and then build a culture that cares about you is really what we're trying to do for you, the listener, you, the client, you getting your questions answered, just trying to help out. Like what I was talking about with Larry at B&W Concrete calling me up last week and going, you know, we've got it in this project to seal this driveway. I looked at it before. I thought it would help. It's pitting a lot. He's like, now it's even worse. It's getting even worse. He said, I feel like we're just spending their money and it's really not going to help them. We need to not do that. And he had talked to them, explained why. They were like, yeah, no, I get it. If it's not going to help, then take that money and earn some interest on it and wait and save up to get your new driveway later. Having people that care like that. And the big thing is, in one of the quotes out there is you can have all this strategy and you can have a plan to do things. But the quote is, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And there's some books and some information out there. Peter Drucker is the one that they often attribute that quote to. But basically, no matter how solid your business strategy is, it won't succeed without the right company culture. You got to get people support and you got to execute it. So you can have the best plan in the world. And if your team isn't aligned and motivated and engaged, it's just going to fall apart. So if we do that within ourselves, that's what makes Mosby, that's what makes Hoffman, that's what makes companies like this have great employees that want to do the right thing and understand what's trying to be accomplished. And then they assist in that growth and they love it and they want to stay. And so kind of, again, thinking about why do we even think about this quote? Why do we even think about the culture? How is this really, how does this really matter to you out in the field? Well, you know, in remodeling, that culture means just how that company treats its employees. And then kind of by extension, how those employees are going to work for you and treat you. If they're happy, it's going to be a better experience for them and for you when they're in your space and they're polite and they do try and do everything as best as possible. They try and communicate as well. They're calling you and telling you about delays instead of just ghosting you for a week and hoping that you don't call up complaining. It's having conversations. It's explaining. It's just having everybody want to kind of be this way. Then you can kind of follow that strategy and it's going to work a lot better for you. So, have you ever met a company that sells a beautiful remodeling plan and they send the crew out and that crew barely speaks to you? They smoke on your porch. They leave sawdust in the bathtub. They drill through the wrong wall. It goes all the way through the wrong side and they don't do anything about it. I mean, there's all these, this all plays into that culture. So the best remodeling companies out there, like we were talking about, that you can trust them. They'll talk to you. They know that success isn't just about the tools and the materials. It's about the people. It's about caring. It's about showing up. It's about how they treat everyone. It's a big deal, and it really works, and it really helps. And then when you mix that in with longer workmanship warranties and all your employees want to do well because they know they want this to last like that, and that's the goal of the whole company, that's going to be great. So I would kind of put it out there for everybody. Have you ever hired someone with a solid plan but a lousy attitude? Or maybe you worked with a remodeler whose culture just made you feel like royalty. Even when the project got a little tricky and they really worked through things. I want to hear your stories. You can give me a call again. Remember, 314-436-7900. Let's talk about it. What makes or breaks a project? Why do people swinging the hammers really matter more than the paper that it's printed on? We can give them everything that they need, and then if it's not right, if it doesn't work, if it's a lot of times, it's amazing to think how estimating comes into this, because when you do look at, and if people are getting paid instead of hourly as an employee of a company, but by the size of the project, that's a way to get a project done for less of an investment, less money. But you could have a floor installer when they say, oh, and I've heard clients that are like, oh, well, I found this floor tile and it's $8.20 a square foot, how much to install it, this and that. Well, if a company estimates the same way every time and they go, well, yeah, so that type of tile should only cost this much per square foot to put in, and I'll find a subcontractor that will agree to do that for me, and then I'll have them come out to do it. Well, that's where that treating you, and if you get someone out there that's unhappy, because when that guy finds out it's on the third floor and he can't get his wet saw up there and there's nowhere to put it, and he's got to walk down three flights of stairs every time he needs to make a cut or do some more, and it so literally takes him 20 hours instead of 12, well, then he's the one making less money, and he's the one. So when you have employees, now my guy's coming back and forth, he's got to do all that. Well, we got to think about that up front and have that in the project, and then when you do, everything works well, everybody's happy, and we've got an employee that is happy and will be more likely to treat the client better because they're happy. Everything's in it. The job's going to be successful. They're going to get to keep their job and stay sustainable. And it's just all going to work out in the end. And we get to grow and add more people. So that person putting your tile in today, in 10 years, that person may be running the entire tile department. And we've got all these people and we're doing $2-3 million worth of tile work a year. So now he's in charge of 10 different people or 15 different people. And as we grow, so that's where that happiness and the opportunity, and that's what makes culture so, so important to what's happening and what you get out of your job, your product, and how happy you are in the end with how it went down. So you have anything like that for me? You have any thoughts, any stories, have any questions about the house, anything going on? We've got another half hour here for you. I'll be around 314-436-7900. We're going to take off short break, but we'll have more home improvement show for you right after this.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We're back. We're back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Joris here to help you out today. Plenty going on. We've had some really great conversations, and we can get into a conversation with you. 314-436-7900. What's your ailment? What's happening? What are you trying to accomplish today? Maybe you're out shopping and looking at some products, and you want to just find out another opinion on how they work, what might be best, what would we recommend. We can get into any and all of that type of stuff for you. 314-436-7900 finds me. And I thought, you know, St. Louis, we could talk about something that sounds really easy, but I think we all know, especially if we've tried finding someone to remodel your home, maybe isn't so easy, but being really honest, between smooth talkers and pickup trucks and slick websites with stock photos, how do you really know who you can really trust with your remodels, your kitchen, your bathroom, and or possibly your sanity throughout a project, like we were just going over? How are they going to treat you, handle you? How do they come to the table? How do they show up? All of that. So there's a lot of things we can get into with that. But, hey, we've got Bob on the line, so I'm going to get over here to Bob and see what's happening for you. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Wonderful.
I got a question about some of the newer roofing materials. You know, I have an asphalt roof on my home, you know, some architectural shingles. And, you know, after that last storm, I'm thinking, since I'm going to have to probably kick in some extra money, what's a better quality shingle that I could put on my home? You know, is it some type of a composite, or, you know, what's the latest?
There's definitely, so there is, in sticking with asphalt, there is a little better, the way they make the asphalt shingles, you can get the impact resistant. It can still get damaged, but it's a step up. Sometimes that impact resistant asphalt shingle can save you a little bit on your homeowner's insurance, because it's kind of like I was talking about the siding earlier. It could still get damaged, but it can take more bigger, harder hail before it gets damaged. So it's just a better step up. But there's definitely plenty of composite shingles out there that mimic asphalt, slate. There's some really good metal roofs out there that kind of have an asphalt look, with like asphalt kind of looking material on them. So there is a lot of different composite roofs out there that you could go with that would be a major step up. And not to say that they're like the impact resistant, they'll probably hold up to the hail a little bit better than even the impact resistant, but there's definitely, I mean, you could get a, I mean, we all know you get a tornado, blow the whole roof off. Sometimes there could be a hailstorm or a storm bad enough to rip it off, to damage it, and it could still happen, and your homeowners should cover the material of what type you had put on there. So the impact resistant asphalt might save you a little bit of money. The other ones might actually, they might look at what the value of that roof tile is once they know what it is, and kind of raise your homeowner's insurance to say, well, now you had an asphalt roof that was $25,000, and now you've got a composite one that's $50,000. Now we need more to cover you. So it goes the opposite direction. But yeah, there's a lot of options you can get with roofers out there in different types, and they're pretty cool. They're pretty good. And they work really well. We don't have a whole lot of them in St. Louis yet, just because most of these products come in from the coast, so they work their way towards us, and we're kind of dead center of the country. The expense, I mean, because they are easily twice, sometimes more than twice the cost of an asphalt shingle roof.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense what you just said, Rich, because, you know, I just kind of looked at it just at a glance. You know, I'm not a big computer guy, but just to take a peek to see what they are. And, of course, you know, when you have a roof, you know, sitting on a ranch of 2,500 square feet, you know, like you said, 25 grand sounds about right for a roof replacement with the similar shingles that I already have. And, you know, and they were high performance, you know, they were the best that you could get, you know, I mean, for that, you know, for this type of roof system. But pretty much answered my question. It's probably not going to be worth it for me to do that, you know, at my age. But I appreciate you, you know, giving me the heads up on that. And then, of course, the opposite side is the insurance premium difference. Yeah. You know, they're going to have to get you one way or the other, right?
Yep. Yeah. And there's definitely some, there's some great products out there. There's one called a brand called Da Vinci that is a really great product that people love. I see more and more of that going on, and more of like CertainTeed has their upgraded shakes that are like Grand Manor and really upgraded roofing there. But what I see the most is people investigating that. It's kind of the same with room additions. When we talk about room additions, 90% of the people that start a conversation about a room addition start off saying, well, so if I do a full foundation and it adds basement space, what's that cost different to a slab on grade or a crawl space where I don't add basement space? Well, 99% of what we build does not have the full foundation. Because it just costs so much more that they're like, okay, it's just not worth the space.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going three times deeper, and you got to break through a foundation wall to get access, and you got all these things that happen. So they're kind of like, yeah, you know what? I'll just try and get the room and see how that goes. Yeah. And roofs are the same way.
I like the living space, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we investigate a lot more and show a lot more, and then they go, oh, that is such a ticket there that, yeah, I'll go back to normal.
I got you on that one.
Yep. All right.
Awesome. I appreciate you taking my call, and have a good day.
Absolutely. You do the same. Let's jump over to Matt real quick and see what's going on with Matt. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Rich. Quick question. So I've got an 8.5 by 7.5 bump out master bath that we want to remodel. The bump out wall, that's the exterior wall, has got a window that's kind of it's a two-pane window that you can open that's got an arch on the top of it, so it's kind of a custom design. Got a quote from a window company local here that was obviously a little bit more than I wanted. So what are my options as far as keeping the window or a window, whether it's replacing it or whatever, but installing right where the window is now is where the tub is. I'm going to convert that tub into a shower.
Okay.
So what options do you recommend?
So let me ask you a couple quick questions. How old is your house?
I guess it was built in, so it's about 25 years.
Okay. And and you're putting a shower, you said, where that window goes?
We'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So is there vinyl siding on the outside of the home?
There is.
Okay. So one big thing I would warn that we've had a lot of conversation about, well, in the past and today, is when you replace that window, you want to make sure that they take off the siding and put in a new construction style window that can be wrapped and flashed and protected, and then the siding can be put back on right around it. That will keep water from the outside coming in and keep that window, the new window, protected. A couple things that we do in those windows in the shower is, one, since you're changing that around, you can consider getting some siding that matches and changing the window size, raising it. Maybe it's only higher up than it used to be. So you can kind of change the size of that because you have the opportunity if you're doing the install really well from the outside with the siding. And then you can go to, generally what we do is either like a vinyl picture window, because the vinyl's not going to rot, and you can put things around it to deter the water back into the shower and do a really good shower system, kind of just like the outside of the house, but on the inside. So you could do a picture window, and you could get raise it up so it can still be clear, or you could get it obscured or some kind of decorative glass that people can't just see right through, or glass blocks are another great way to have that in the shower. So they're there, they let a lot of light in, they reflect the light around, and you can't really see through them. The most maybe you'll see is just that image, like there's a person, but you can't really see them. Even those glass block windows, they will make those glass block windows to size inside. They'll put them in a like a vinyl frame that has nailing fins that can be mounted to the wall from the outside, just like a new window, and that's wrapped and flashed and protects you from all that water also. So it's not just mortared into the framing and you're relying on mortar and caulk to keep it out. It's an actual window system just like, but it's glass block. So that's another great way to, and you can change the size of that glass block too if you want.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, they recommended the maybe just replacing our current window with the arch, because it would be they're probably more expensive just to replace it with a traditional square or rectangle window.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And you can definitely keep the arch. The big thing is how that's installed. That's the big conversation I would have. Is it a replacement window, or is it a new construction window that they're going to wrap and flash and guarantee it won't leak? That's the questions and the conversation I would have with the installer.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for the call, Matt. Great question. Something we deal with way too much here in St. Louis all the time. But definitely a big conversation for all of us in our everyday going out, helping people, and here on the radio. And talking of questions, we're going to get into our final break. But if you have any others, you have any other questions, comments, concerns, feel free to give me a call, 314-436-7900. All right, St. Louis, let's talk about something here let's play a little game that I have. I started talking about how to pick the right remodeler for your project here. And I've got a little game I like to call Red Flags and Green Lights. What to watch for when hiring a remodeler. And if you're thinking about hiring someone, they're going to remodel, knock down walls, getting into something big, update your spaces. There's a few signs you're on the right track, and there's a few signs that maybe you should reconsider, run for the hills, look a little harder possibly. So as you kind of go through and you're talking and interviewing a green light, if they're licensed, insured, if they're pulling permits, the pros will do that. If the contractors, you know, they say, we don't need a permit for that, here's what you want to do. Smile, nod, and quietly just back away and start looking for someone else. Because if you're getting into that type of work, you're definitely going to need them. And they're for yours and everyone's protection. Red flag. Here's a red flag. If they give you a price on a napkin. So real remodels, remodelers are going to use actual proposal tools. Like here at Mosby, we've developed our own estimating program that will work the way that we work. It will give us the information that we need, and we can put things in that need to happen when we're doing a project. So we can add that it's on the third floor instead of the first floor. If I'm remodeling the exact same bathroom and one is the same size, same products, it's 5 feet from the front door walking in the house, and the other's on the third floor, you better bet there's going to be some difference in associated costs there. How we protect the floor up the stairs, all these things come into play. So Greenlight, if they offer design help in-house, design build firms, they're great for getting to the whole package, having ideas, drawings, permits, construction. One-stop shop is a great way to go. It just creates fewer mistakes, fewer miscommunications between your team. And if you have someone like what we do and what I do, where the production team is also in on it, and it's not, we don't turn into a general contractor. We have our own production people that are hourly workers that do most of the work. That's where that communication comes into play. Really, 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 really great. Another red flag when they say, trust me, we've done tons of these, but they really can't show you anything that they've done. We kind of mentioned websites with stock photos. Is it really their work? So if they've done a lot of kitchens, but they can't really show you any photos, names, references, you might want to start to think about where were these kitchens and how many were really done. A huge green light is, do they communicate clearly? Even before you hire them, if you got great communication going on, see what they're doing through that system. If they take 3 days to return your call, you might want to rethink some things. If they're juggling jobs and they're not really getting back to you, you might want to find somebody more responsive that communicates better from the start. Red flag. The quote is way lower than anyone else. If that is just as big a red flag as way too expensive. And I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. Well, I take the lowest, I take the highest, I throw them out, and I take the one in the middle. Well, I think that's a little bit of a red flag too. You really want to make sure you're not just going for all the bargains and trying to get the lowest thing ever. We call that the chase to zero. It's like, just keep working at it and you're going to get a lower price, lower price, lower price as people are trying to get the work. But the bottom line there is, what's really going to happen during the project? Are they going to skip steps? Are they going to skip work? Are they planning on upcharging you later through that entire job? I've seen way too much of that where looking at projects and it's just way too expensive. I've got somebody that's 30% lower, and then by the end of the job, they were actually only 10% lower when all the changes and everything they upcharged during it came in. So a great remodelers, they don't really just build stuff. They build trust. Look for their licenses, clear communications, detailed proposals, and solid references. Definitely knowing what the materials are. Definitely having a scope of work that calls out everything. If you think it's something they should be doing and you're reading through a scope of work and you don't see it, ask them, get it put in there. That's kind of the bottom line to this whole thing. You don't want to have a horror story at the end of the day. You really want to make sure that, and that's our goal, is it goes so well that by the time we're done with that project, you already want us on your next project and you're getting ready to think of what that is and you know what's going to happen and you just love it. Build smarter, better, everything all the way around. So, hey, had a great time, a lot of calls, great questions. Can't wait for next week. So everybody out there, be good. Be good to each other. Be good to your homes. And I will talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.